Tuesday the 21st of April saw the final of the WKD Intermediate Cup with Knockbreeder facing Donegal Celtic at New Grosvenor Stadium, Ballyskey. Donegal Celtic went 2-0 up, but Knockbreeder with a sudden death penalty save kept the score tied 3-3 Donegal Celtic.
Tommy, what a start.
Unfortunately, it was just one of those things. Sad, but they'll come back.
16 seconds in, they scored. What were yous thinking?
To be honest, we bit deflated, but they're playing well now. They're holding their own here at the moment, and tactics will change. Tactics will change for them.
What's your prediction for the score?
I reckon about 1-1, and then going for extra time.
Extra time and penalties?
No. It looks like Peter Biss. Hand on heart, I think Donegal Celtic will take it.
Oh no, you can't say that, you're a fan.
I have to, but then again, miracles happens.
The game went to penalties with Knockbreeder winning 3-0 on penalties, and Connor spoke to the man of the match.
Right, we're here with the WKD man of the match, Paul Mateer. It was looking quite edgy and quite scary if he's at some stage out there.
We conceded an early goal and killed us after about 30 seconds then, the normal one just before half time, and Ian Shea, the manager, gave us a brolic in there, and I just get back in. He says the next goal is a more important one. As soon as we got up, we knew we were back in it.
So it was a different sort of match because they had pretty much dominated the whole game, right? And I don't think you can say it that they didn't, but you held firm. Your centre halves, although quite dodgy at stages, came through for you in the end. What does it feel like to be a WKD Intermediate Cup winner?
Brilliant. Best moment of my life so far. Brilliant. Excellent. Right. Over the moon.
And as man of the match now, you had a couple of strong contenders for man of the match, I can say. Miguel Chines. Yeah. He was very, very close. Massive player for you this year.
Oh, aye, massive. He score you going any time. Brilliant. Super, he was.
And what's the benefit of having someone like him in your squad?
Excellent. No, I mean, you can score your goal out of nothing. Put you back in the match.
Right.
Excellent.
So I was having a wee bit of a mess a bit at half time there. I think I was wearing your gloves or your sub goalkeeper's gloves. I was outstanding at half time. You want to see me. So obviously you were having a wee look, and you were having a look at some of my saves to get a wee bit of a tip. What genuinely does go through your head there just before the first man takes a penalty? Do you just go, right, I'm looking at him's eyes, going to see where he goes, or just pick a spot and go for it?
Sometimes you know what way to do the run-ups and just pick your spot and enough. But done the job.
So the one during the actual game itself, well struck penalty, nice height for you. Did you know which way he was going?
I knew he took his last tour to that side, so I knew he was coming outside.
Well done. And the penalty shootout itself. A lot of people just saying just before the penalty shootout started, oh no problem, this is not great, no chance with this one here. You know, but you completely proved them wrong.
Yes, brilliant. Happy days.
Here, what does this mean for a club like Knockbreeder?
Well, when you analyse and think about it, here we are, we're 50 teams in below Donegal Celtic. We're three leagues below them. And here we are, the wee amateur league club, doing it. It's fantastic. 21 years since the last time Short Brothers did it, 1989. So that is a fantastic effort.
Well, you're going to enjoy yourself tonight.
I would jolly well think so.
Well, here, have one on us, and congratulations to everybody
so
down
much.
At the club.
We appreciate everything you've managed to do for us.
Well done.
97.4 Cool FM, proud supporters of the WKD Intermediate Cup, would like to congratulate this season's winners, Knockbreeder.